sit on the hood. The goose from the bottom, you heard. Every time I walk in, I feel the same. In the shadows, life is just a game. But there's a lot of things that I can't try. In the drum and whip, counting on the web. All black, from head to toe. You can't see me inside the club. All I wanna do is sip on the hood. The goose from the bottom, you heard. Every time I walk in, I feel the same. In the shadows, life is just a game.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You're listening to Disc Order Radio, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. Got a jam-packed show for you. So jam-packed, I forgot what month it is. Priest, kick it off today with Nothing Feels Natural on CITR. Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Priest kick it off today with the track Nothing Feels Natural. That is the title track to their new album. And Priest were playing a show last Wednesday, a CITR-sponsored show with Lie and Steph Chura at 333. There you go, Priest kicking it off today, February 21st, 2017. And this is the first week in about 6 months that we're not going to talk about Shindig. I said it once, that's the last I'm going to mention of it until next fall. But congrats again to Little Sprout for their great win and all the people who were involved this year. It was a great Shindig season. But now we can move on to other things, including the charts. We do have a new number one this week. Little Sprout is on the charts, but they're not at number one. We're going to read them down for you right about now. Number five this week is Empty Set with the album Borders. Number four is Melt. That, of course, is Melt with two L's with the album Visions. Number three, Ostra. She's back in the charts. The album Future Politics from the Pink Fizz label. Number two this week, being bumped out of the number one spot, is Little Sprout, as we mentioned earlier, with their self-titled EP, Little Sprout. And number one this week, we played them last week, but now with the new album out, they are rising the charts all the way to number one. Near to the Wild Heart of Life, a former Shindig participant, and this week's number one, Japandroids, with the title track, Near the Wild Heart of Life. Here we go. They are number one this week on CITR 101.9 FM.
House. Hi, I'm Hawksley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Beza, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties.
But seriously, it is Mounties.
Yeah.
We are back on Discord Radio. Tribe Called Red. That track is Indian City featuring Northern Voice. Great video. We're actually going to get that up on our Facebook page. So stay tuned for that one. Prior to Tribe Called Red, we heard Japandroids in at number one this week on the charts. The title track to Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Okay, so it is about quarter past the hour. And 21 days into the month, this might be setting a record for the latest date into the month that we're having our new issue chat. But it's been a busy month. We had the Shindig victory. We had some live performances. But finally, joining us for February is our lovely editor-in-chief, Britt B. Britt Bachman here.
Hello.
In studio. Hello, Britt.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for finally being able to make it in.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Ironic that on the shortest month, it's been the longest wait.
Yeah, it has. And the month has gone by so fast as well. It's a busy one for a lot of people.
Yes.
I know. And even, I'll dive into this right away. But one of the events that we talk about in the issue is happening today. Mm-hmm. It was referred to as the Opioid Awareness Day of Action, an article that was written by Una Craig about the overdose crisis in the downtown east side. And there's an event happening at Oppenheimer Park all day today to develop awareness around that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was originally called the Opioid Day of Action, and then it's been renamed.
Yeah, it was Opioid Awareness Day of Action, and it has now been renamed the National Day of Action on the Overdose Crisis, and with the hashtag Life Won't Wait.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit wordy, but it has actually trended in Vancouver on all the tweets and such today. So that was really good, getting a lot of organizations involved in bringing more awareness to the stigmatization of addiction in the downtown east side, and how, well, this article by Una in particular stresses how that stigmatization has really eschewed public perception of overdose, of addiction, of what's really happening in the downtown east side. And then because the public is maybe has conservative views or judgments about the people that are affected by drugs and overdoses, that essentially we're not acting fast enough. And Una's article is very good in the way that she speaks very personally from the heart, having had overdoses affect her personally. She has been involved in social work in the downtown east side, and her partner as well, and has lived there for a long time. And I think it brought a very it was just one of my favorite articles for sure in the February issue.
It was a very sobering experience diving into it and reading all about how she has, you know, personal connection to people that have lost their lives. And even the way she broke down the number, I mean, the number of 914, it sounds like a big number, but it's also, sometimes it can be misconstrued as just a number, but that's 914 stories. That's the ripple effect of hundreds of people who knew each of those 914 people.
Yeah, and so exactly. The article structure on this idea that 914 people lost their lives in 2016 to overdoses across the province. And actually, Dee McGee did illustrations for this article, and she made 914 individual little stars in an illustration to represent the 914 lives that were lost in this last year to overdose. And today at the rally and march and panels that are happening in Oppenheimer Park, 914 feathers were cut out with the names of the people who died of overdoses and left in the trees at the park today.
A nice commemoration.
Really beautiful commemoration, yeah. It's really nice.
And we have one of our own at CITR who's down there right now, who's on location.
Yeah, our spoken word coordinator, Jonathan Q, is recording some of today's talks and panels for a special feature tomorrow. It's going to be a homelessness marathon on CITR and on campus radio stations across Canada. Everyone gets together to do a special broadcast in solidarity with people affected by homelessness and the various issues associated with it, such as addiction and overdoses. And so John will be presenting some of the recordings tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Discorder Magazine, we have been Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly for the last 34 years. But it's great that, testament to you, Britt, that we were able to veer away from the music for part of this this issue for
and future issues as well. I think we need to really stretch outside of the branding of just being a music magazine, which is something that I touched on in my editor's note as well. This idea that there are more issues that affect our community, our immediate community, even as creatives, such as issues around gentrification, or we've talked about touring abroad and stuff like that. And there are these wider topics that aren't just about music, about featuring bands, about featuring artists, but rather the ways that our community is being impacted that do have a ripple effect through the creative community. And that's also why the cover is pale red this month, but it is pale red in Duffin's Donuts. And the whole idea was that that we were featuring a place, that we were showing kind of conceptually, if you will, that Discorder was more than just about whoever's on the cover. It's about the spaces that we occupy and the way they impact us.
Very well said. We're going to talk about pale red a little bit later in the show. But also on the topic of events that are not just or content that's not just related to music, there is a very cool event happening tonight. It's 16th installment at the Astoria. It's called Art Rock?
Yes.
Question mark.
Art Rock? Question mark. Popular Esoteric, and that is Casey Way's Art Rock Baby series that happens at the Astoria every month, and we have featured it before in the magazine. It is happening again tonight. There's always a great DJ, usually four or five bands. It's always a fun time. I believe it's $5 at the door.
$5 at the door. And tonight's lineup includes Death Drive, Sauce, DJ Real Thick, and a former Discorder cover artist, Puzzlehead.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think we're going to play some Puzzlehead right now, not only in honor of them playing tonight at Art Rock, but also because this song, it's called Shivers. It's a Roland S. Howard cover. It's from the new Puzzlehead EP. We're going to dedicate this to everyone involved at the National Opioid Awareness Day. Hashtag life won't wait. So here we go. Puzzlehead, Shivers on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Britt Bachman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to hearing more from you in part two of What's in the February Issue next week at this time.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That is Puzzlehead, former Discorder Radio, Discorder Magazine cover artist back in October, I believe. That track, Shivers, Roland S. Howard cover. In honor of our little chat with Britt there, but the National Day of Action on the Overdose Crisis happening today in Oppenheimer Park. Hashtag life won't wait. Of course, Puzzlehead is playing tonight as part of Art Rock number 16 with Death Drive, Sauce, and DJ Real Thick at the Astoria. And some other shows that we want you guys to check out this week includes Hippocampus with Magic City Hippies. That is happening at the Cobalt on the 23rd, which is this Thursday. And we're going to play from them. We're going to play them in a moment. But first, we are going to play some Dried Out for the second time this month. They had a brand new album called By Design. Luke Basso of the band reached out. Luke, thanks for reaching out. Thank you for your very kind note and your very kind words. And yes, we would love for you to bring in a physical copy of the new CD. So feel free. We are going to play the title track to that album right now. It's called By Design. And yeah, Dried Out, they're playing with Meat Bodies at Fortune Sound Club this Saturday, the 25th. And here is that track, By Design, by Dried Out, by your good friends right here, Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. Taking out what humanity loves.
Safe Amp is putting on another all-ages show with Nick Fit, The Rambling Derelicts, Mirepoix, and Skumlade. Come to the Russian Hall to see this sweet show and pick up pieces by local visual artists. It's March 4th, starting at 7, and everyone's welcome.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. Last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
Hey, this is Jimmy Shaw from Metric, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, The Way It Goes, from the smooth sounds of Hippocampus. Very radio friendly. Hippocampus playing with Magic City Hippies this Thursday at the Cobalt in honor of their upcoming debut full-length release, Landmark. Check it out. All right. We are now, I know we're about 40 minutes into the show, better late than never. Welcome back to the program, Dora Duber.
Thank you so much.
You know, you've been here, you've been posting, you've been researching, you've been doing your thing, but we haven't had a chance to actually hear your lovely voice until this moment.
Well, you're welcome, Discord or radio listeners. I'm here, I'm speaking, you can listen. I guess I'm just here to talk about Pale Red, hey?
Yes, well, earlier in the show, Britt alluded to them. They are on the cover this month. Pale Red's no stranger to CITR. They've been in Shindig twice. Haven't won it yet. Maybe third time will be a charm for them. But I'll let you tell us more about what's Pale Red's been up to these days.
Thank you so much. They're awesome. I actually love Pale Red. I wrote the article for them in this month's issue of Discorder. And it was really fun to write that article for me, especially because we'd kind of been ships passing in the night for about a year. They were in Shindig last year, and I heard about them, and everyone was really hyped about them. But I never actually got to see them in any capacity. And then writing this article was pretty funny because we could never meet up. We sent emails that were always kind of missing each other. So it was really fun to kind of perpetuate this, do I know you? Who is this enigma of a band? And they are amazing. They have their most recent release was last Friday. It was a big to-do. Everyone loved it. The album is Soft Opening. Beautiful album. It's been recorded for over a year, so if you've seen them between now and 2016, early 2016, it's been they've been playing these songs. Everything's been recorded and ready and set, and they've only now just released it, and it's so so lovely. I can't even speak to how much I love listening to this album. And the band members are really sweet as well. It's Portia, Miles, and Charlotte, and they've known each other since high school, been playing in and out with each other, and they're just really lovely. Their dynamic is very friendly and relaxed, which is really cool, which you can kind of see in the cover picture as well. They're just kind of friends hanging out.
They like to eat donuts late at night.
Yeah, it's the dream. And they're all just really lovely people. I got to see them, after I finally submitted this article. They had an event where they played with Ace Martins and Green Wine and Gesture that I went to. And we met, and it was kind of a hello, I'm Dora, so lovely to finally meet you. Enjoy me. I will enjoy you. It was really, really sweet. They were also pretty excited, which I was pretty flattered by. But the album is really, really lovely. It's they described it kind of as more rehearsed, a much higher production value on this album than all their other ones. And it really kind of tells and it shows in that the other ones were they recorded it and released it and put it on Bandcamp the next day. And this one, because of the year it took to finally produce and mix and master everything, it's, I think, way more kind of weighted and grounded than a lot of their other work, but equally kind of fun and jazzy. I honestly, I feel like I'm just repeating myself. I love Soft Opening was amazing. It's lovely.
Lovely. Well, if you want to read more about Dora's infatuation with Pale Red, you can pick up a copy of Discorder magazine. And of course, Costa, former CITR volunteer, was one who did the lovely cover photo. What page is that on, by the way?
Oh, I think it's on page 16 or 17.
All right, there you go. Page 16 in your February issue of Discorder magazine. So why don't we play a bit of Pale Red right now to honor this great little info, this updated info on the band. And then maybe we'll play a bit of Other Jesus, and we'll let you talk a bit about the significance of that as well afterwards.
Cool, can't wait.
All right, so you want to lead us into this track from Pale Red?
Yeah, of course. This is Boy Kings off of their latest album, Soft Opening. Playing here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, the new and improved sound from the Tight as S, Pale Red. I quote the Bandcamp page for that. But they are sounding really tight.
Yeah, they sound awesome.
I love that little that breakdown there. The little bridge was very cool. Yeah. Boy Kings is the track. Soft opening is the album. Pale Red is the cover artist this month on Discord Radio. The article was written by our own Dora Duber, who's right here.
The shining star.
Yes.
In the flesh.
The multi-talented co-host of Discord Radio. Yes. Let's shower you some more praise, shall we?
Give me more.
Okay.
It's never enough.
Well, you are a wealth of knowledge of what's happening in the local scene. So tell us about Other Jesus, because they got some interesting information that's happening with them.
Yeah, if listeners are anything like me, they love Other Jesus. I was introduced to them at the CGSF annual FM party where they performed, and unfortunately they are disbanding. Don't know why, but it's very sad. I loved, there was so much energy on stage. They're amazing. Nick Short and a couple other women. Oh, I wish I knew their names. But all of them were so talented, which was, like, lovely. And that their final show is this Friday, February 24th at 9 at Redgate. If you want to be sad, I'm going to be there. You can share some of my shine. And then also Old Girl is at the Lido this Thursday, February 23rd at 9. That's just, I think, performing songs from their latest EP or latest album, which is still lovely. I think the whole point is to kind of raise awareness for the Object A, which is Old Girl's latest release, but then also kind of being like, oh, and here's some new stuff that you never even knew existed, which is like kind of cute of her, I think.
Nice. There you go. So that's happening this weekend. Let's do a little double pack, a little two-shot of OJ and OG, Other Jesus and Old Girl. Right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to play the track Motorcycle Man and wish Other Jesus adieu. Old Girl up next, and then we'll wrap it up with Wade, Dora, and Matt right here on Discord Radio.
I'm What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
We finally figured it out how to hug each other also making love soft and hard at just the right amount. Those kisses now forever kissing in the ether. When I got home, I got off alone.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Old Girl with Not the Marrying Type. She's playing at the Lido this Thursday night at 9 o'clock. And also happening, Thursday night, but also later this week on Friday night, Other Jesus doing their final show. And we would like to thank Madeline Taylor, our music director, for helping us with a little correction. Dora, do you want to share that info?
Yes, I would love to. Other Jesus is made up of Nick Short, Kata Yoon, and Luna are the two other women in the band who played drums and I want to say bass. Amazing group. Sad that they're leaving.
There you go. Check them out Friday night at Redgate for their retirement show. And according to them, it's better to burn out than to fade away. We've heard that one before somewhere. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up right now. We're going to play some audio rocketry from Edmonton. They are doing a bit of a tour of their brand new album, their self-titled album. They are from Edmonton featuring Matthew Murphy and Joe Vickers. And the addition for this album of Blair Drover and Jerome Tavillo. They've been around for about a decade, one of Edmonton's hardest working bands, and they are bringing their talents to the Cobalt tomorrow night. By the way, the album was recorded right here in Vancouver. And in honor of that, we're going to play this track to close out the show today. It's called Local. Thank you to Britt B., Dora Duber, Matt Muse. I myself am Wade, and you are listening to